Gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rhubarb.
Mumbo jumbo.
Bunkum.
It's the Bunkum Program, starring Dan Crow. Friends, do you find your garden unpollinated? Do your flowers not blossom like they used to? Do you find yourself in an apocalyptic shortage of fruit and vegetables? Maybe you should try bees. Only Bumbleco brand all-natural organic free-range bees are genetically enhanced to maximize their pollination prowess. Try them on your dandelions, clover, and orchards. Turn your arid mounds of lifeless dirt into a thriving garden that will be the envy of the neighbors. Try Bumbleco bees today.
Happy Halloween, everybody! My name is Dorothy Auerman, and as you can see by my mask and my outfit, I'm dressed as Tutu, the ballerina dog. I'm on my way to a costume party, but this wind is really picking up. I should probably put my phone down and stop recording a podcast detailing my every movement, but my public demands it! The last episode was heard by over 7 people. Ooh, almost went off the road for a second there. Gotta concentrate on the... Oh my goodness. That twister came out of nowhere. Dear listeners, it spun me around and into a ditch. I've got to get back to my home on Kansas Avenue. Let's see, that's strange. My map app isn't working. Neither's the phone. Looks like that twister knocked out the cell tower, so there's no service. Right. I'll just get home the old-fashioned way, wandering aimlessly through the woods in a dangerous storm until I find my street or die in the process. Hooray! I'll just head off this way and... Whoop!
Hey, watch where you're going!
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't see you down there.
What do you mean, down there?
Oh, it's just your, diminutive. A tad shy of altitude. Monometric. Under a different contour on a relief map. Fun size.
Are you trying to call me short?
Oh, no, no. No, never. No. Why, you can't hardly tell you're short at all. Are you short? I didn't notice. I don't see height. I think we're all the same height, personally.
I like to think we're all the same intelligence until I met you.
Aw, thanks.
You're in Manitkin land. We all talk like this here because it's so close to the Manitkin helium plant.
Oh, I see.
And as president of the Manitkin Land Homeowners Association, I'd like to thank you for careening your car into that hideous witch statue that idiot Clem insists on keeping up in his yard all the time.
Clem?
Yeah, Clem Doogie Poke. He lives in that house there, the one with the flipped over burning car in the yard. You can see the statue's legs sticking out from under the bumper. He's a little obsessed with witches.
At that moment, dear listener, a cowboy with a pointy, floppy hat rushed out of the house with a broom. He looked like some sort of wicked witch of the Old West.
Who did this? Who destroyed my beautiful witchy statue?
I'm afraid it was me, sir.
Why, you ornery, horny toad! What kind of know-nothing dude flips a car into a perfectly good yard?
I'll be happy to pay for any repairs, sir, but there's a terrible storm and I need to get home.
Home, eh? Well, I'll see to it you never get home. Hey, what's that on your ballet slippers?
Huh? Oh, it looks like I stepped on a DVD copy of Rudy. The case is... it's stuck to my foot.
And you stepped all over my DVD collection. Give me them Rudy slippers.
I can't. They're stuck.
I'll get you, my birdie. And your stupid dog costume, too.
You gotta help me. I need to get to Kansas Avenue, and I don't know this part of town, and now some crazy idiot is after me.
You should try Emerald City.
Emerald City?
Yeah, it's a discount jewelry store over off 15th Street. Head that way about 20 blocks. You can't miss it. Ask for Sham. He'll help you out. He's a whiz. Just follow the yellow lined road.
Thanks.
Out of the road, you idiot!
I'm out on the sidewalk!
As I followed the yellow lined road to Emerald City, I came across an idiot dressed in rags and tied to a fence. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
Do you need some help off that fence?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. That's better.
How did you get stuck like that?
Well, I was trick-or-treating. I'm a scarecrow, you know. And this guy dressed as a cowboy witch said he'd show me a shortcut to a great neighborhood. I couldn't get over this fence, though, so he said it'd be easier if he held my wallet. So I gave it to him, and he tied me up real quick and ran off.
Wow, you don't have any brains, do you?
Yuck!
Look, I'm headed to Emerald City to see this wizard. Do you want to come? Maybe he knows about this wicked Western witch guy and can help us stop him.
Well, that sounds great. Maybe he'll have some brains for me.
I don't think that
I could while away the hours.
Hey, you can't sing that song without paying for it. What are you, an idiot?
Listen. I could while away the oyers, conferring with my lawyers from dawn until the night. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Everybody would be bringing me money from songs they're singing if I had the copyright. I'd write rock and pop and prog and build a catalog and put up legal fights. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I'd let anybody play them as long as I get paid if I had the copyright.
That was delightful. But what did it have to do with our plan? Forget it. Let's just go.
We're off to Emerald City to see some random dude.
Our journey to 15th Street took us through a park. As we walked along a path under the trees, I spotted in the distance a man dressed in a robot costume. He seemed to be unable to move.
Orkin.
Excuse me?
Orkin.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
I said Orkin. Orkin, you simpleton.
Well, what does that mean?
How should I know? All I know is a gentleman dressed as a cowboy witch told me to stand here and say Orkin. And then there'd be a... Yes, one of those.
Great. Now we're trapped in a big net. Thanks a lot, Mr. Who are you?
I am Heartless Immoral. Beep, beep.
Oh, goody. Someone who takes his robot costume seriously.
I wish I thought this out better. I had understood that I would not be caught within the net.
Heh heh, that's right. Now y'all ain't gonna make it to that there Emerald City.
What do you care if we get to Emerald City?
Yeah, what do you get if we carry a city? What he said.
I want those Rudy slippers, and I want them now. That boy sure enough one inspiring little dude. Why, I'm misted up a little just thinking about him right now.
Look, if you can get them off my feet, you can have them. But I can't get them off.
Then you're gonna have to get ate by this here lion.
Roar, that is I, Flame Streakle, in my ferocious lion costume, made from a paper grocery bag and fringe that I tore off my mommy's new boots. Roar, grr! Terrifying, vicious king of the jungle sounds! Ah! I walked into a spider web! Get it off! Get it off! Ah!
Oh, hog slap! You done busted up my dang old lion! I'ma get you somehow, you polecat varmints!
Come here, young human slinky. I'll get those nasty webs off you.
Ah, that is better. Like the mouse who took the thorn from the lion's paw, you have saved the mighty animal king. You see, the spider web served the same purpose as the thorn in this parallel. So your removing it was equivalent to...
Yes. I think I get it.
I don't.
Shut up.
Ow!
You saved my life, so I am indebted to protect and serve you. What can I do for you?
You can help us get out of this net, for starters.
Oh, yes, I can do that thing. Let me open my Junior Jungle Scout's utility knife. Let's see. Corkscrew, cotton swab, Allen wrench, quill pen, nuclear bomb, emergency teddy bear with kung fu cuddle action. Ah, here it is. Cuticle scissors. Cutty, cutty, cutty.
And so, a mere 3 hours later, he'd cut through the net so we could escape. Hey, we're almost to Emerald City. It's just on the other side of this alley.
Oh no, that alley is Poppy Field.
Why is it called Poppy Field?
Because of all the junkies.
We'll have to be careful. Watch your step, everyone, and try not to step on any needles.
Oh yeah, that'll be easy. We won't trip and fall on any silly old...
Oh no! We're all covered in used needles. Quick, we have to make it out of this alley. We have to keep moving.
Yes, we need. Oh my goodness, they've been overpowered by the used needles of Poppy Fields. I will fix them up with a little snow.
Whoopee! I'm awake and alive!
I feel great! I think I'll start 7 fist fights!
And I'm going to be the most obnoxious person anyone's ever met! Hooray!
I want to babble endlessly about my various inspirations for my crummy costume. Let's see, there's obviously Doctor Who and Battlestar, but you might not notice the display design. That's a throwback to Lost in Space. Do you remember the episode where
Shut up!
Who saved us with all this snow?
It is I, Glenn...
It's me, Glenda the Good Witch. I go around giving everyone cheap drugs cut with baking soda and rat poison.
But why?
Everybody needs a hobby. I also play polo. Get up, Fabergé!
What a strange man. He seems so pointlessly crammed into the plot, as if Dan was trying to approximate our story with some other story that's famous and beloved. Shh! Oh well. Look, it's Emerald City! We made it! Hello? I am looking for Sham.
That is I! I am the Wizard of Emerald City!
Oh boy, what a show-off.
Silence! What do you seek from Sham Fraudrules, the Great Wizard?
I need to get home to Kansas Avenue, and these guys need, well, he doesn't have a brain. His name is Heartless, and Flange over there is a coward.
Hello.
Ah! Fine, that's okay, yeah. Now, I will do this thing for you, but you must first get back the vacuum that the Wicked Western Witch borrowed and never returned.
Seriously?
Yes! It's very dusty in here.
Fine, God. Gee, I hope that Clam doesn't show up and ruin our night.
Yeah, I'm gonna ruin y'all's night.
Wonderful. Hey, whatever you do, don't give us a vacuum you borrowed. That would be awful.
Oh, yeah? Here, take this vacuum.
Ah!
Oh, Flange, you weenie.
A vacuum, eh? We'll try and suck up this.
Oh, shucks. You done ruined it. Here, keep it. I'm going home. Y'all ain't got no respect for appliances what a man done took from another man.
We did it! We got the vacuum! Here's your vacuum.
Oh, wow, great! Hey! This thing doesn't work!
Clem did it.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll take you home. Kansas Avenue? Sure!
Hey, what about us?
What about you? Do you need a ride? I want some brains.
And I don't have a heart.
And I'm scared. Ah!
Fine, fine. I can't give you a brain. But here, you can have this political blog. Just spout whatever nonsense you want and say the media isn't covering it. And everyone will think you're some genius. Well, thanks. You know, I've always wondered if the UN were the ones who made some belly buttons outies. See? SRA got 30,000 shares. Keep it up, Brainiac.
What about me? My name is Heartless Immoral.
Okay, here's a change of name form. Just write in a new name and take it to the courthouse.
Oh, rapture. At last, I now shall be known as Thoughtless Defenestrated.
Oh, boy. All right, what about you?
Can I have some courage?
Sure. Here!
Well, you scared him away, so he'll never bother me about being scared again. Wonderful. Now, what about me?
Me, What about me? Me, what about me? What do I get? Gimme. I want to go. Me.
I thought you wanted to go home.
Oh, yeah.
Well, come on. I got a hot air balloon out back. Let's get in. I'll give you a ride.
Yippee!
All right, come on. Climb up.
I'm slipping.
You can do it. Climb
up. No, I'm slipping. No. Oh, man. He left without me. Now I'll never get home. Hello? Dorothy, where are you? I've been calling you all night. I know. I must have just gotten back phone service. Where are you? I'm stuck at Emerald City and I can't get home. You idiot. That's only 2 blocks away from home. Just put your heels to the street and tear. Go, race, hike home. Tear, go, race, hike home. Tear, go, race, hike home. Tear, go, race, hike home. Dorothy Auerman, get in this house. Oh, Mom, it's so good to be home again. What on earth were you doing? Oh, Mom, it was an amazing place with probably stolen jewelry and hard drugs and costumes that weren't well thought out at all. And you were there? Wait, no, you weren't. But you were... No, you weren't there either. Maybe I shouldn't have been in Poppy Fields for so long. Dorothy, you're never going to party again. Now pack up your things. You're going back to detox.
Don't forget to fly Bumble Cobran B. The only bee that are maximizing your pollination ability. Just remember to pluck all the bees out of the fruit before you take a bite. Oh, ow. Yes, whenever your fruits and vegetables need pollination, trust your garden to Bumble Co. Oh, yeah.